Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Terry Jones, environmental specialist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, about an incident that occurred in Fairfield this past weekend.
Where are people being advised to stay away from?
The Curl Creek area where the city discharges from the wastewater plant. Everything goes down to Curl Creek there and flows downstream from that point. So I believe it's south of town, area south of town.
Do you know what led to this?
The heavy rains that we've had over the last couple of days combined with the snow melt, I think they had about 6 inches of snow on the ground down there, and of course the rainwater is going to help melt some of that quicker. So all of that flowed into the collection system, which inundated the treatment plant. That combined with they had a computer glitch at the plant for their control systems, which faulted, and they had to initiate their backup systems, the old systems, to run the pumps. And so they had kind of a double-edged sword there where they had a couple of problems with the weather and some computer issues.
And was this untreated water that was released?
It was diluted rainwater. The infiltration comes in. It did not go through the treatment process. However, it's been diluted out to the point where what they're discharging through the bypass water is would probably meet their permit limits because of the dilution factor. Now, they did do some sampling of what they were discharging, and we don't have any analytical data yet, but they'll be providing that to us once it's been analyzed.
Gotcha. What are the concerns? What kind of things would be in there that would be harmful to people?
You know, people think of wastewater, and they think of human waste, of course, and that is in there, but it's at a small enough amount that the actual health impact would be insignificant. Now, those creeks are flowing very high right now and be a bigger concern of people drowning, it caught up in the current of those receiving streams, more so than any impact probably of the bypass. So,
what does the DNR classify Crow Creek as?
It's human contact creek. I mean, I don't know the designation that they've given it in the permit. I don't have that in front of me as far as a class, like a Class A or Class B water, but it is a human contact waterway.
I'm unfamiliar with the area, and maybe you are too, but is it like fishing or?
It's got aquatic life in it. As far as fishing, you might have some pockets where you could fish in there for some carp. You know, maybe some other bottom feeders, bullheads, maybe a few catfish in areas, but as far as other game fish, probably not a high fishing creek.
Now, is this going to impact the wildlife inside that waterway?
No, we don't anticipate any impact. We've seen these type of wet weather bypass events in the past, and again, they just haven't had a lot of constituents in it that raise concern as far as killing fish or impacting any aquatic life. So we don't anticipate any type of impact.
So this kind of thing does happen?
It does happen. We don't like to see it happen. Now, and in this case, you know, if their computer system would have been able to catch up or not get a glitch in it like it did, may not have happened. We've got several other facilities throughout the region that, because of the rain and the wet weather, were inundated and had a similar type of event occur. So yes, it does happen. We don't like to see it, and we're working with facilities to try to keep it from happening, but unfortunately it does happen.
Now, is the DNR going to impose any sort of fine?
We don't anticipate anything. They reported it within the proper time period. We'll take a look at their data. If anything does show up that requires some additional investigation, then we will do that, and if something enforcement action were needed, then we would take it, but we don't anticipate that at this point in time.
That was my conversation with environmental specialist with the DNR, Terry Jones, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.